Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank. Well, the Powell Panther football team hit the road for Grand River over the weekend, and despite turning the ball over, the Panthers escaped that matchup, winning 44-20 thanks to a very strong second half. Well, the Panthers got things scoring early as they jumped out to a 7-0 lead. As following a Powell turnover, then Green River turned it over in their own end zone, and it was recovered, the fumble recovered for a touchdown. But then right after that, Bracken Miller with a 1-yard touchdown run for Green River that tied it at 7. Well, Powell worked it down the field and scored on a 5-yard touchdown run by Landon Langfelder to make it 14-7, but right after that, Jacob Fuss hits Dylan Taylor with an 8-yard touchdown pass, and we were tied to 14. The Panthers then regained the lead with 4:30 left in the half when Langfelder hit Jesse Trotter with a 54-yard touchdown pass to put Powell up 21-14. But right before the half ended, Jacob Fuss, a 4-yard pass to Seth White, but the extra point was missed, and Powell barely held on, 21-20. But in the second half, the Panther defense limited Green River to only 10 total yards, and Powell kept up the points as Hawkins Sweeney hit a 38-yard field goal to start the fourth quarter to put the Panthers up after Caden Abraham had a 46-yard touchdown run. Abraham added another touchdown run for 1 yard out to make it 37-20, and then picked up another one, a 34-yard scamper, that put the final at 44-20 for Abraham. He ended up with a strong second half. He finished the game with 207 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns as he had his breakout moment. And for the Panthers, no turnovers in the second half, despite having 4 in the first half. So Powell picks up the win in the conference. Also, Jackson picked up their win in the conference as they beat Evanston 58-7. Star Valley stopped Cody 21-14. So Powell now gets ready to take on that Jackson team coming up this Friday at home. That is a 5 o'clock kickoff time, and you can tune into that game right here on KPNW. Out in the other conference, Lander ended up stopping Riverton 45-31. Warland scoring a touchdown with 9 seconds left to beat Buffalo 27-23. Douglas swamped Rollins 63-0. Also in Class 2A, the Lovell Bulldogs finally get somewhat of a break as they had been taking on ranked teams. They're playing at home. They pound on Pinedale 44-0. Mountain View beat Big Piney 37-21. It was a shootout in Lusk for Rocky Mountain as the number 2 Grizzlies beat Lusk, the number 3 team in the state, 62-50. Also, Grable beats Riverside 28-12. For the Meteetse Longhorns, they keep rolling on in 6-man ball as they stop Little Snake River 38-22. We're back with more after this.